So you start her on concurrent chemo radiation therapy. Which regimen do you utilize?
I used a tried and true one I've been using now for over 20 years, actually probably closer to 25 years, weekly paclitaxel and carbo. She was offered enrollment in a phase 3 trial comparing photon beam, standard radiation, to proton beam, but declined that. There were some logistical issues that precluded her going on that trial. And she finished a full course. She got 66 gray. We can argue whether 60 gray is the standard or whether we should go higher. Certainly pushing the doses up to 74 gray or higher, it's not panned out. We had a major phase 3 study, 0617, that actually showed a survival decrement with higher doses using conventional photon radiation. And she had a modest response. I wouldn't call it a PR, but at least some shrinkage. The node clearly shrank. There was no other signs of tumor, certainly no evidence of disease progression.
So before you go on, I'm kind of curious. I don't know whether she asked you this question, but if she had, or if a patient were to ask you who had this clinical situation, at the completion of the chemo radiation that she had, what would be your estimate for the chance that she's going to have recurrent disease in the future?
So up until Pacific, I would have guesstimated somewhere between a 65 and 75% chance of having a recurrence, either local, regionally, or distantly. And the brain is often a sanctuary site, which is rather unfortunate. We'll discuss Pacific a little bit more, but those numbers have improved clearly, at least broadly. Now, she's probably in a better prognostic group. She's female. She's a never smoker. Her tumor burden, not mutation burden, but actual tumor burden, is relatively low. She's got a smaller primary and a single apparent node, and she's tolerated treatment. So the numbers I quoted are really the broad numbers, but I would be a bit more optimistic about her chances.